This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to go to a kind of revival.
How everybody doing?
All right.
Oh, come on. How are you really doing?
Blessed.
Are you blessed?
That's Pastor Sylvester Robinson in Orlando, Florida, warming up to preach about the benefits of work habits to 20 unemployed or underemployed people. Robinson volunteers for a faith-based group. It believes that the path out of poverty is through spiritual transformation. For the latest report in our series on tackling poverty, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty traveled to Orlando to see what it's all about.
Somebody read that.
At Pastor Robinson's request, they flipped through their Bibles. These single moms and recovering drug addicts, these would-be workers with part-time jobs or none at all. They're enrolled in Jobs Partnership of Florida, a worker training program with a spiritual twist. On this Tuesday night, as on every Tuesday night for 12 weeks, their guide is the Bible.
It's going to have the right desire. Come on, keep reading. I'm sorry.
Pastor Robinson points to Ezekiel 36, where God says, I will give you a new heart.
Woo! Some of y'all ought to just say, God, fillet me open right now and just do a heart transplant. Take this old thing out of me, that old nasty attitude, so I can do the right things. I want to obey your commands. I want to operate the right way. When I go to work, I want people to look at me and say, this person has an awesome attitude.
On Thursday nights, the participants here learn practical skills, how to put together a resume or how to interview for a job. But on Tuesday nights, he says, they focus on character.
All the studies that we've looked at, the missing piece that they have is not the hard skills, it's the soft skills. It's the integrity, it's the work ethics. And so with this textbook of the Bible, we're able to deal with those issues because all those issues come from the heart.
Since 2000, more than 600 people have graduated from Jobs Partnership in Florida, and the program says it's placed 70% of them in a career path job. Nationwide, more than 3,000 people have gone through Jobs Partnership training in 25 different cities, all with one aim: to teach soft skills to the hardest to employ.
A little bit about me. I ended up starting off on the wrong track.
Here's the shorthand version of Alan Baldwin's life. Dad went to prison when he was 8. Mom left soon after. Raised by his grandmother. Began dealing drugs at 15. Went to juvenile detention at 17. Became one of Orlando's major drug dealers. At 28, happened upon Pastor Robinson's church. Committed his life to Jesus. A happy evangelical turnaround, perhaps, but the only job Baldwin had ever held was selling drugs. And so his pastor steered Baldwin into Jobs Partnership. When asked what's the key insight from the program, Baldwin responds instantly.
Integrity. What would you do when the boss is not looking? What would you do when you don't have to come in a certain time and you don't have to leave? You don't have to clock in or clock out. Would you go home and go to sleep for 3-4 hours, or would you just be on the job about your father's business? So integrity is a big thing to me, and I believe that when nobody's watching, God is watching.
After Baldwin completed the program, Jobs Partnership placed him with Stephen Kuhn's small recycling company. He began as a driver, moving around carpet underlay. Now he's a salesman.
I think I started Alan at $7 an hour 4 or 5 years ago. And if he does what he has the capability to do, he'll make $70,000 this year.
Kuhn says he didn't care about Baldwin's skill or education or his past.
If a person tells me that they have made a change in their life, and they have put Jesus Christ as the pillar of their life, then I know I don't have to be in the building for things to go the right way, because they have someone greater than me to be accountable to.
I asked Kuhn if he's hired others from the program.
That's been my only encounter. Although, Mark, I need a couple great Spanish-speaking guys. I need somebody right away.
Do you have someone?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got plenty of folks. We just graduated 2 classes, most of them Latino, bilingual.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
That man absolutely in the corner of the room is Mark Stanikas, Executive Director of Jobs Partnership in Orlando. Later, I raised some questions. Does his program appeal to companies that do not buy into evangelical Christianity? He says so far, about a third of the companies have no religious motivation. Do graduates still have a job, say, 5 years after they leave the program? Stanikas doesn't know. He's just hired someone to track that down. And since nearly 40% of the program's budget comes from the state or federal government, are they using taxpayer money to convert people? Here, Stanikis is adamant. Money from the federal faith-based initiative goes towards secular lessons and staffing, he says. The spiritual content is taught by volunteers.
Now, we understand that folks that sit through the training and are beginning to be exposed to the Bible and the principles that we're teaching, there probably will be a change, some type of spiritual transformation that takes place. And we certainly are not going to stop that. But our theology is that God is the one that's in control of bringing people into a relationship with Him. It's not our responsibility to do that.
Stanikis says it's surprisingly easy to find jobs for his graduates. With a 3% unemployment rate in Orlando, he says companies are desperate for workers trained in soft skills.
Once they start hiring from us, they keep coming back because they're like, why would I go to a newspaper ad when I can hire from you?
That's what Florida Hospital told him. In the past 5 years, they've hired 35 graduates. Judy Bond, who heads up human resources, says the hospital had a terrible turnover problem, especially at the entry-level positions. She began hiring people from Jobs Partnership and training them in the language and practice of medicine.
And then when they graduated, they had the soft skills and also the educational skills that were needed to work on this unit. And we've seen so many of these students not just stop with this position because they're in the hospital, they're working with doctors and nurses, and they become inspired.
She says 3 out of 4 of the hires from Jobs Partnership have gone on to get more training, becoming nurses, for example, or sonogram technicians.
Okay, I'm going to check your monitors, okay?
Makisha Olden joined Florida Hospital as a hospital assistant 16 months ago.
You get comfortable?
Not too long before that, she lived in subsidized housing, unmarried with 2 children. She has a mental picture of her low point, manning the cash register at Walmart, earning $7 an hour with a long line snaking in front of her.
I mean, my foot be hurting, my legs be hurting, your back be hurting. You just stand a long time, and it's like, for this little bitty paycheck, that's it. You know, it's like, some got to give.
The public housing office suggested she try Jobs Partnership to move her off public assistance. Olden had doubts, but she stuck it out. I ask Olden, who is not particularly church-going, what was the seminal moment of the program? And she recalls a talk about going the extra mile.
That lesson do come to my mind every now and then when they ask me something I just don't want to do. But I do it anyway because it's my job, because they look, they see. If you can handle the small things, you can handle the big things.
She echoes, whether she knows it or not, Jesus' parable of the talents, evidence that the program's biblical training took. Olden started at $11 an hour. She won't reveal her current salary, except to say she loves the pay and benefits. And life now?
Oh, it's much easier. I mean, I can breathe.
And move up. The hospital is paying for her to go to pharmacy school when she's not working.
Yes, I'm calling in a consult regarding a patient.
Which means that one day, Makisha Olden may be filling orders, not just calling them in. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The nurse's name you were needing? Aftar.
Now, will you block out?
Earlier stories in our poverty series are at NPR.org. Next week, same job, more money. What happens when a worker moves up from a low wage to a living wage?
You want $9 or you want $6, you know? It's a no-brainer. It does help out.